Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The first time I participated in a foot washing service was during Holy Week of 1999. I had moved to Seattle, Washington the previous August to spend a year in the Lutheran Volunteer Corps with the L'Arche community, where people with and without developmental disabilities share faith and life together like a family. Every Thursday night, we would gather for community night at L'Arche. We would have a communion service with a nearby pastor or priest that would come to our home, and then we'd eat a meal together, and then we'd have fellowship together. But during Holy Week, this particular Thursday, Maundy Thursday, we would instead participate in a foot washing ceremony. We would eat together first this night, and then we'd move into the living room, sit in a circle, put a basin of water in the center, along with a towel, and then someone would read the text from John 13, the one you just heard Pastor Lois read. Then that person would pick up the basin and towel from the center and go back to his or her chair and wash the person's feet to his or her right. The one whose feet had just been washed then would turn around to do the same, pick up the basin and towel and move to the person on their right. So, there is something profound about that ritual and that experience for me. First, receiving something that I would rather take care of myself, and then offering that same gift to someone else. It was especially poignant for me that first year that we did it because the person sitting to my left was my good friend and housemate, David Bishop, a Renaissance man, an artist, an athlete, a musician, a cook, who also lived with Down syndrome. After David's feet had been washed by the person on his left, he stood up with the basin and then he knelt down in front of me. He untied my shoes. He took off my socks. He washed my feet. He dried my feet with the towel, and then he proceeded to put each sock back on, each foot, and then each shoe in the same manner. David Bishop washed my feet. And in that moment, the gospel became real for me. It showed the upside-down power of the kingdom of God, and it confirmed that living in L'Arche, this community of faith, is where I wanted to be for that following year. And it turns out for the following 5 years afterwards, that moment that night made something profoundly clear. I entered my year in the Service Corps through Lutheran Volunteer Corps and L'Arche with the hopes that I could put faith into action by serving my neighbor, by serving, quote, the poor. But I stayed when I recognized that I too was the poor. The grace of God met me that night when I realized that I was not standing above David or anyone else in the community, nor was I standing below David nor anyone in the community. When we knelt, the next person would kneel in front of us as well. We all ended up and we all began in the same place as everyone else, at the very foot of the cross. As we continue our sermon series today on grace, the gospel lesson you just heard gives us a facet of grace that we don't often name, and that God's grace can be uncomfortable. Jesus washing feet is uncomfortable because feet are not the parts of ourselves we usually put forward first. They are tired, sore, hidden. Sometimes they don't smell so good. Sometimes they are misshapen. Usually, we cover them with socks and shoes. Our feet carry the evidence of where we've traveled, the roads we've been on, the places we plant ourselves. But it is exactly at our feet that Jesus kneels. Not above us, not below us, not at a safe distance, not waiting for us to clean ourselves up first. Jesus kneels before the very place we would prefer to keep covered up. First John says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The act of foot washing proclaims that truth in a way that words sometimes cannot. There is no hiding behind socks and shoes when your feet are being washed. There is no pretending that we're cleaner than we are. There is only trust that the one kneeling before us will receive our most hidden places with compassion, with mercy, and with grace. John tells this story of the washing of the feet on the night before Jesus goes to the cross. Jesus knows what is coming. He knows Judas will betray him. He knows Peter will deny him. He knows the other disciples will scatter. And still, he gets up from that table that night. He takes off his outer robe. He ties a towel around himself, and he pours water into that basin to begin to wash their feet. That's what I think makes grace so unsettling. Jesus does not wash the disciples' feet after they have proven themselves faithful. He does not wait until Judas changes his mind or Peter courageously stands next to Jesus. Jesus loves them to the end before they have done anything to deserve it. We would most often rather earn grace than receive it. We would rather say, like Peter, let me wash my own feet first. Let me get my life together before you come near. Let me become worthy of you. But Jesus says to Peter, just as Jesus says to us, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Grace is not God rewarding our cleanliness. Grace is Christ meeting us in our need. Grace is God doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Grace is God stooping low, not to shame us, but to love us, not to humiliate us, but to cleanse us, so that we can live life abundantly, both in our own being and with others. Jesus' foot washing story appears only in this Gospel of John. The other Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, offer the Last Supper. John does not give us the words of institution as the Last Supper, but instead gives us this story of the basin and the towel. And so in a sense, foot washing is almost sacramental. We're going to receive the sacrament of communion in just a minute. It's almost sacramental because it contains an earthly element, a divine command, and it is a visible proclamation of God's grace. Jesus says, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. It doesn't mean we earn God's love by serving in this way. It means that we've already received God's love, and because of God's loving grace, we begin to recognize the dignity of every single person around us, and we share that same love and grace with them, just as it's been shared with us. Foot washing proclaims that without words, that all people matter, that all people hide places that they'd rather not show, and that there is nothing that qualifies you or disqualifies you from the love of God. Each and every one of us is equal, is valued, and redeemed at the foot of the cross. Jesus' washing of the feet reminds us that grace is not dependent on us trying harder or proving ourselves more worthy. Instead, grace asks us to do nothing and yet receive everything. For Christ kneels before us, specifically in those places we want to hide, the places we are ashamed of, the places we cannot cleanse on our own. And in these places, Christ sees us, Christ acknowledges us, and Christ washes us clean. And having been washed by grace, Christ sends us to go out and do the same. We serve because we have been served. We love because we have been loved. We forgive because we have been forgiven. This is the uncomfortable grace of God. God meets us in the places we have the least control, kneels at our feet, washes what we would rather hide, and raises us up to love one another in the name of Christ. Thanks, God. Thanks be to God. Amen.